This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. In about an hour and a half, we'll get the Labor Department's employment report for June. Economists are expecting roughly 170,000 new jobs added to payrolls, with the separate unemployment rate holding steady at 4.3%. The pace of job gains has slowed down in recent months, suggesting the economy is near what analysts consider full employment, meaning it's getting harder for some employers to find qualified workers. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman takes a look at some of the most in-demand jobs.
One way to figure out which occupations are most in demand is to see where employers are raising salaries to attract new workers. Andrew Chamberlain tracks this for job site Glassdoor.
Pharmacy tech, registered nurse, software engineer, data scientist. If you're in any of those jobs, it's a tight labor market.
He says employers are also struggling to fill online retail jobs like warehouse associate and delivery driver. William Dunkelberg at the National Federation of Independent Business says construction workers are scarce in some regions.
That sector shrunk dramatically and now it's trying to expand. And the workers that were there, you know, went somewhere else when they lost their jobs.
Many manufacturers say they can't find enough skilled workers, though Andrew Chamberlain isn't convinced since wages are actually falling for some factory jobs.
You have to be skeptical when you hear anyone saying that they can't find enough workers if they're not raising wages.
Chamberlain says one of the hottest jobs right now is recruiter. In a tight labor market, employers look to these HR types to find the workers they need. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.